Italy arrests migrant transporter, impounds NGO vessel. By Thomas D. Williams, Ph.D. on June 29, 2019. Rome, Italian Interior Minister Matteo Salvini cried victory Saturday morning after police arrested the captain of the migrant transport vessel Sea-Watch 3 for disobeying military orders not to dock at a port in Lampedusa. Italian Interior Minister Matteo Salvini cried victory Saturday morning after police arrested the captain of the migrant transporting vessel Sea-Watch 3 for disobeying military orders not to dock at a port in Lampedusa. The 31-year-old German captain of the NGO ship, Carola Racket, had been defying Mr. Salvini, insisting that she would dock at Lampedusa together with the 42 African migrants she was carrying despite lacking permission to do so. Salvini has not ceased calling out the renegade captain as a criminal and a pirate, vowing he would make sure she was brought to justice for her defiance of the Italian state. On Saturday, he tweeted out a video of the arrest with the caption, "Captain arrested, vessel impounded." For days, Italian security forces have been defending Italian rule of law and borders, forced into extraordinary measures by a pirate ship and some left-wing MPs, including a former minister, who instead of standing with the law enforcement in Italy have chosen to side with a German NGO, Salvini said. Moreover, in attempting to dock her craft, Ms. Racket crushed a patrol boat, the minister noted, while left-wing MPs applauded the outlaw commander. Police cuffed Racket for disobeying a military vessel after docking the ship into port without permission. A Coast Guard boat had sought to prevent her from docking by sailing back and forth between the vessel and the wharf. As Racket descended from the vessel, she was met with applause and whistles, with a number of onlookers shouting, "We want to see the handcuffs." As pundits noted this week, in reality Ms. Racket was challenging not only the authority of Mr. Salvini, but also the President and the Parliament of the Italian Republic. According to analyst Giorgio Gandola, Ms. Racket's interest in the 42 migrants aboard her vessel was marginal, while her true objective was creating an international incident by confronting Mr. Salvini and drawing attention to herself. "Racket had already said that for me, Lampedusa is the only option, discarding a priori any other port to disembark her passengers, including Spanish ports that would have shortened her 1,400-kilometer journey considerably and an offer from nearby Tunisia to receive the migrants there." Follow at Williams Rome.